You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I want to talk about getting over past love relationships and how do we move on with our life? How do we get over a broken heart? You know, I think it's interesting how many of us have a tendency of either moping around after a breakup, or we rebound. And neither of these is healthy for our future relationships as well as for ourselves. Because a lot of times, we miss the boat. You know, when we mope around, it tends to create depression and sadness, and this leads us to romancing the relationship no matter how bad it was. I'm sure we've all been there before, I know I have, where you begin to mope around about the relationship that failed, and in the process, you think about all the great things that happened, and you forget about all the awful, traumatic stuff that went down. Because you're over there romancing it, thinking about all the great times. Thinking about, remember that time we did this and that? And it was the highlight reel of the relationship, which was far from its actual reality. And we all have a tendency of doing that when we're moping around. We see the relationship through rose-colored needy glasses. And we tend to backtrack, thinking about calling that other person, texting them, or even stopping by their house. Basically what we want to get back together. And this is usually not a very good idea. Oftentimes, because we're reminiscing and romancing the relationship, we forgot about the reasons why we broke up in the first place. We forgot about the trauma and the issues and the drama that was involved with the relationship. And we just see it for those few times that were awesome. Oftentimes, when we come back into that relationship, no matter what, we end up normally breaking up at some certain point of time, and usually not that long after the initial breakup. Many of us get hurt again, and oftentimes, what we're doing theoretically, well, what we're doing almost all the time, is delaying the inevitable. Delaying the inevitable that we have to be on our own and get to know who we are, and many of us just don't want to do that. Many of us do not want to do that. We don't see the value necessarily in it. Two, we haven't ever thought about being on our own and doing our own thing. And for some of us, being on our own is scary. It sounds really, really, really scary. And it can be overwhelming. Some of us have never really been on our own. Think about it. I'm sure some of you out there listening to this show right now live with your parents, graduated high school, stayed around, went to college eventually, got in a relationship, probably moved in with somebody, maybe broke up, got in another relationship, maybe another breakup, got in a relationship, maybe got married, okay? Maybe right out of high school got married. And, you know, maybe that relationship's still going on, maybe it's not, but there's not been any time where you have actually been on your own. And a lot of folks are like that. A lot of people have gone from relationship to relationship or directly from their parents' house into a marriage and haven't spent time on their own, have no idea what that's like, and are scared to death of being on their own. And I find that interesting because, you know, I know a lot of folks like that who really have been in relationship after relationship, and I'm not getting on anybody for that. I think it's just a human nature to want to do that. And, you know, right after a breakup, jump into another relationship, you know, not wait to think about things or analyze things or focus on any of that and just jump right in. And I've also known some folks that literally have gone from one marriage, gotten divorced, and, you know, within the same breath met somebody, and now, 6 months later, engaged to be married to that person. And I'm not against, you know, finding other people to be with, but I think oftentimes, for the majority of the time, what happens is we didn't learn anything from the last relationship. We jump right in and rebound from that relationship. And what happens, we eventually end up creating a pattern. And I'm going to talk about those patterns later on today, because that's something that you need to know. Because I think a lot of times, when we're in patterns, we're in a situation in our life where things aren't working out and we just don't know why it is. You know, I've had clients come into my office and go, I don't understand. I don't know. The universe doesn't want me happy. I don't know. I'm a good person and I deserve to be loved, but I don't understand why this keeps happening to me. Well, you know what? It keeps happening because we keep involving ourselves in situations that create it, and we don't see where we are actually involved and how we have the power to make these changes in our day-to-day life. When we rebound, we do forget or don't learn the lessons from the last relationship, and we really don't want to be alone. We want to be in a relationship no matter what. And, you know, oftentimes we jump in head first. And often we jump in head first because we take no time to learn anything from the past relationship. And it's funny how the same issues from the last relationship begin to emerge. And often these issues become even more volatile in this next relationship. And oftentimes that's because of what? We haven't changed our ways. We haven't learned about ourselves. But also we're still kind of jumping in relationships with the same types of people on that same wavelength with that same pattern. And it can be very interesting when we don't realize that we have the power to make these changes. It's also interesting how the same situation plays out, sometimes either worse or a little less worse in this next relationship. And, you know, it's funny because I remember back in the day, I've been in places like that where I've been in one relationship and then I'm in another relationship and I go, why, God? Why is the universe punishing me? Why is this happening to me? Why do I feel like I'm being punished? I'm a good person and I deserve to be loved too, you know? I mean, I felt like that. I had no idea the role. I didn't want to know, maybe. I didn't want to take responsibility. I had no idea of the role that I played to create this pattern, relationship in and relationship out. It's funny. It's like when I look back at some of my relationships, everybody I dated were wonderful people. Now, whether or not it was the right time for us to be in a relationship, probably not. Were we at our best or worst? Probably more like our worst than our best. But, you know, it's interesting how we pick similar people, we pick similar situations, and we create certain patterns. And these patterns are our doing, okay? We are involved. We are not the innocent that's been taken advantage of. Quite the contrary. We are completely involved. We are part of this whole matrix system that creates these relationships and then wonders why it wasn't perfect. And, you know, I understand we have normally good intent. All of us have good intent. We want to love that person. We care about that person. We want to spend time. And most of you go in a relationship wanting to spend the rest of your life with that person. But until we actually get to know ourselves, we really can't make that decision. And I think life is like a classroom. I don't know about you, but remember back in elementary school, middle school, and high school, where you got up early in the morning. My mom woke me up every morning to the crack of dawn, got up early in the morning, got dressed, took a shower, got ready, did all that stuff, took care of everything. And then, you know, got on the bus or she drove, you know, drive you to school, and you got to school and you had like first period, second period, third period, fourth period, you had lunch, you know, that kind of sort of thing. It was all set up. It was all strategic. And we had, you know, lessons that we learned, and it was a classroom setting that we learned from each teacher a different thing that day during each hour, during each different subject period of the day. And I find that our life is much like that learning process. Our life is much like a classroom. And the relationships that we're in are very similar to that classroom as well. It's like when you step back and realize and not take things so personally and see the relationship for what it is, you begin to analyze and understand the part that you play. And it's interesting when you do step back in a relationship and see, okay, what am I adding to this relationship? What am I not adding to this relationship? Why am I connecting with this person? How do I feel about this person? How do I feel more about myself? Do we get together? Do we get along? Are we growing together? Are we not growing together? Am I not growing? Are they not growing? Are we in a rut together? Are we holding each other back? Is he holding me back? Am I holding him back? Vice versa. And once we begin to analyze all these things, then we can understand the underlying reasons for why this is happening. Because a lot of this is all subconscious. It's in our own mind. It's what we're thinking. It's that broken record. It's that negative thought process that we bring in our relationship with ourselves, and we turn around and bring that into the relationship because you can't compartmentalize that. So each person comes into that relationship with both of their negative broken records, the stuff that's held them back for their whole life, the stuff that they judge themselves on, the stuff that they haven't figured out yet, the stuff that they haven't overcome yet, the stuff that really, you know, makes them fearful and terrorizes them, as well as the things that they bring to the table that are happy and healthy and awesome. But we have this mixed bag, okay? And in order to overcome this mixed bag, each individual has to work at their own independent issues to grow and to be better. And if one person's not willing, or both people are not willing, to see what's going on in their own life and take responsibility for who they are, then we have a problem. Okay, then we have a problem, because the relationship's not going to grow together. The folks are not going to grow together. There is going to be a fallout. There will be a breakup, and eventually going separate ways. And breakups are not necessarily bad, but we need to learn something from it. We need to learn something from every single relationship that we're in. When I return, I'll be talking about how to overcome a broken heart and how to end the negative patterns in our lives. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm ready to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about how to get over past love relationships and how to move on. You know, overcoming the tendency and the desire to want to mope or to rebound, and actually being healthy and changing things in our life, and also ending those negative patterns that keep us guessing all the way through our lifetime. You know, a lot of times we can sit there and bang our head against the wall and say, when will this ever change? How will things ever get better? Why do I always find myself in the same darn relationships that never work? Huh? Good question. It might be because you're doing something wrong. It could be because you're doing things the wrong way. And it's not because you're trying to do things wrong. It's just because of the fact that you don't know another way to go by it. I mean, most of the times we do things the way we think we should do it. We don't know exactly how to do it. It's not like you have an encyclopedia. Well, last time you're in a breakup, this is what you do. Yeah, they don't offer books like all these things that are just like right at your fingertips. Like Siri isn't saying, okay, well, the last thing you want to do, John, is mope around or rebound. And the last thing you want to do is to look through rose-colored glasses and romance the relationship when it was hell on wheels, and go back to that person and beg them to take you back so that you can have 6 more months of hell and then deal with it all over again. That sounds really, really sucky. Okay, but how many of us do it? How many of us have done it several times? How many of us have delayed the inevitable by running back because we're so scared to be alone? Oh God, I can't be alone. You can't leave me. Oh God. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, is that we have a tendency of falling into this trap, you know, because we don't want to be alone. Well, why is it that we don't want to be alone? Why is being alone so freaking fracking scary? It doesn't make any sense to me, because there's got to be something more to being alone than what we want to talk about. And I think being alone is the catalyst to all of our issues. I think this is a problem. I think the reason why we're scared to be alone is that we might actually learn something about ourselves. Oh my God, what are we going to do? We might actually learn why we tick and what we like. We might actually realize that there's a person inside of us that wants to talk and be known and understood. And I think it's interesting, the more and more times you find yourself in a similar relationship pattern that is volatile and sucky, it's interesting how we go into the next pattern in the next relationship and it's the same pattern. Break up with that one, you got another one. Maybe not as volatile this time, or maybe more volatile. It just kind of depends. So why is it that we're so scared of spending time with ourselves? What is it that tells us, oh God, oh no, yeah, can't do that? And it's funny how we can romance, we can wine and dine, we can do all kinds of stuff for somebody we're dating, but when it comes to us and after we're broken up, we're like, ugh, just gonna lay here. So depressed. I can't do anything else in my life. I got nothing else to do. I can't do anything. I'm gonna eat the crap that's left in the refrigerator. I mean, you know, even if there's no crap in the refrigerator, I'm just gonna let it go. Maybe I'll be able to stop at Wendy's. I don't know. That's a lot to ask. I don't know if that's something I want to do. And you're like, what the heck? I mean, we don't wine and dine ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. We basically treat ourselves like crap, and then we wonder why we feel bad and why we want to be with somebody else, anybody else, anybody. I mean, no, anybody could look good at this point in time. Because we're not actually taking time to get to know ourselves. And, you know, right before the break, I'd been talking about, you know, how we mope or how we actually jump into another relationship and how we basically just delay the inevitable of getting to know ourselves and how the reason why we keep getting into relationships that don't work for us is based on the fact that we don't really know what we want. We don't even know who we are. Okay? When we don't know who we are, we can't sit there and define who we want to be around. It just doesn't make any sense. If I have no idea who I am, and I don't get it, and I don't understand what I bring to the table, and I don't understand the things that I want in my life, and I'm still confused about how I'm growing and what I'm doing and all that good stuff, and I haven't found unconditional love for myself, and I haven't figured out how to embrace myself, and I haven't figured out how to forgive myself from my past issues, then you know what? I'm going to go into a relationship with someone else that hasn't forgiven themselves, someone else that has issues with loving themselves, someone that hasn't gotten over their past, someone that really still doesn't really like themselves, and we're going to be a true pair, aren't we? We're love at first sight, right? Not. What a freaking joke. And we do this all the time. We get into relationship after relationship after relationship after relationship that has no way of success. It has no way of working. It can't. You're dealing with two people who have no idea what they want because they don't even know themselves. They have no idea who they are. They don't want to spend time with themselves. God willing, the fact that they would have to actually spend time with themselves on their own. What are you asking me to do, Ashley? Sit at home and make myself dinner? Oh my gosh, pour myself a glass of wine and deal with my own problems? I am. And the only reason I'm talking about this on the show is because I've done it myself. I have actually done this. My last breakup prior to meeting my husband, and the last breakup was absolutely awful. It was a circus. It was a three-ring circus. It was a show, to say the least, okay? No, I do not miss them, and I wish them the best of luck and all the love in the world. I have no want or desire to ever hang out or spend time together ever again, but I learned a lot about myself, and I realized that I put myself in that relationship based on the fact that I had no idea who I was, okay? Because there's no way that I would have chosen that relationship, and no way that they would have chosen me either if they would have had a clue. I don't think, but maybe so. I don't know, but I made a bad decision based on the fact that I did not make a decision based on anything about me besides, I guess, convenience and the fact that they were nice at first. Okay? And I don't know about y'all, but if you've been in a relationship like that, you know that it is not only a waste of time, but it's painful. And there's a lot of broken pieces to pick up after. And there's a lot of normalizing again. And there's a lot of, holy hand grenade, what just happened? That was a tough deal. Oh my God. I'm ready to get back into some sort of reality. How do I do it? Do I need to go to rehab? And it's very interesting because we have to go through this process to come out the other side and realize that we truly have no idea who we are. And so I'd like to begin talking on this show today on Live Your True Life Perspectives, offering some tips to overcome a broken heart, to get past a breakup, and to move on with your life in an awesome way where you don't waste any more time dating the wrong people, you don't make bad decisions, and instead you make very highly educated decisions based on thoughts and feelings and emotions that you have and have studied within you, and you feel good about it because you know you inside and out. And that is a good place to be. You know, when you talk about relationships and you hear how people say, well, they grew together, and then you'll hear people say, well, they didn't grow together. Well, there's reasons for that. And if you choose wisely and you're in the right element and you're in the right part of your mind and in your heart and you've gone through the right processes and you've dealt with your own issues and you figured out what's wrong and you've done all this stuff, you'll find someone else if you're right there in that conscious living. You'll find someone else that is consciously living, that's not acting one way or another, but instead actually is right on target, okay? Because they won't be able to surprise you. They won't be able to hide. They won't be able to sneak by because you know what you're looking for. I mean, life is a lot easier when we know what we do not want. Life is a lot easier when we know what we do want. Life is a lot easier when we understand who we are. Life is really hard when we have no clue who we are. Okay? Seriously. We've got to identify who we are, understand what we bring to the table, understand who we are and what we want in life. What's our most important things? What do we value in our life? Okay? And what we value, we have to directly relate our life to what we value, because if we value something, we can't be doing the opposite to show that we value that. We can't be antithetical to our values. Instead, we have to be quite the opposite. We actually have to live toward our values, actions related to our values, getting into relationships based on our values, and finding other people who value what we value. It's really hard to get in a relationship with somebody that doesn't value what you value and try to keep your values and try to keep your wits about you. I mean, think about it. It's kind of the same thing as if you get in a relationship with a smoker and you just quit smoking. I hope the best that you keep quit smoking, because it's really almost impossible, okay? Because if one person loves to smoke and the other person quit, okay, this is like a wreck. Okay, this is a wreck, because the other person's going to go back to smoking, or there's going to be a breakup or what have you, but you've got to have the values similar. And that's a very simple example, okay? But if you believe in a deep belief in purpose and value, and that you have the ability to not only change the world, but to change yourself, okay? Because changing the world begins with changing and improving ourselves. If you believe that, then you need to be in a relationship with someone else that also believes that, okay? If you're in a relationship with someone that feels powerless and feels as though everything happens to them and that they have no ability to change anything, then that's a really bad place to be, because you are going to knock heads every single time because you just don't see eye to eye. So why put yourself through a situation like that when you can actually find someone who gets what you get and actually values the same things? Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Will be back this time. Well, yeah, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about getting over that breakup, overcoming that past romance, and moving on and figuring out how exactly to do that. You know, oftentimes we fall into these patterns in our life. We get in a relationship and we end up breaking up, we get out of it, we jump into another relationship, or we romance and mope around about the previous relationship and get back into that same relationship and go through the process over and over and over again. And oftentimes we don't see these patterns because we don't stop and look around once in a while to examine why we're in certain situations in our life and why it keeps cropping up over and over and over again. And not until we take a step back and analyze what we bring to the table and what we don't can we understand that, as well as to actually accept and to understand what we value, what's important in our life, what's crucial to having an amazing quality of life, and what we need in our life and what we're bringing to the table. Because you often hear people talking about relationships and how you have to grow together in a relationship to keep it. Well, that's true. But yeah, you have to grow together, but you got to have some sort of commonality to do so. And you can't just be running from one relationship to another, carrying all that baggage and trying to figure out what's up with this relationship. It just doesn't work. And a lot of us have a tendency of doing it because we've done it our whole life. Maybe we've even seen our parents do it. Our parents got divorced, jump into another relationship, get remarried, get divorced, jump into another relationship, get remarried. And that process continues to keep on going, and those patterns don't stop. And until we're willing to take responsibility for our own happiness and get to learn a little bit of ourselves, those patterns will not end. And so I want to offer you a new perspective to understand how to end these self-sabotaging relationship patterns and how to overcome that and actually work on your life so that the next relationship that you come into contact with, you actually can make it work. And also, on the flip side, when you meet people that it's not going to work, you don't have to take 6 months to figure it out. You can figure it out in one date, be nice about it, and move on. We don't have the rest of our lives to figure out everything. I mean, time is of the essence, so why not get right with ourselves, get that together so that we know who we are, and it makes it easier for us to figure out what we want in our life. Not what we need, but better yet, what we want. So how do we get over a past relationship, a past love relationship, learn and grow from it and what we've learned, and then not fall into the trap and the patterns that we created? Well, the first thing that we want to do after a breakup is to accept our part of the problem. Okay, sure, the other person could have been more of the reason for the breakup, but why we're in the relationship in the first place is something that we need to take responsibility for. Okay, that person could have been hell on wheels, but why do we get into that relationship and endure all that pain? Did we feel like we deserve that pain? Did we feel smaller, less powerful? Did we feel or make a bad decision in the beginning based on what we thought we wanted? Based on what? Did you override your intuition and your gut? Perhaps because of money, monetary reasons. Maybe the person was very wealthy. What about fame? Are they famous? Or because they were just sexy or hot? A lot of times we make decisions based on what we see or what we want, not necessarily what's the best thing in our life, and that can be a grueling hell because, obviously, looks will eventually go away, money might be lost, and fame can be also as well lost too. But we want to make a decision on that person based on who they are and what they value and how much they are as far as a loving and considerate person. And are they, you know, an unconditional lover? All those things in between. And can you actually get along and be friends with this person? Because in the end, the relationship has got to be a friendship as well. Okay, we've got to be friends with this person because if you're friends with the person that you're in love with, that means that you actually respect them. And there's got to be a two-way street. You've got to have love and respect to make a relationship work. But more than that, you got to know how to love and respect yourself. If you don't love and respect yourself, the other person's not going to love and respect you. And what's funny about it is if you don't love and respect yourself, you're going to find someone that doesn't love and respect themselves either. When we bring stuff to the table, we get what we bring, okay? We get what we bring, right? That's just the way life is. We bring a certain energy to ourselves. We bring a certain person to us based on what we know and what we understand. And depending on where we are as far as caliber-wise, when it comes to knowing ourselves and understanding ourselves, we will bring a person very similar to that to the table that we will end up dating. So if you are a deep thinker and you know yourself very well and you've done a lot of time on your own and you've spent a lot of time getting to know yourself and you know exactly what's important to you and you've created a life for yourself and you unconditionally love yourself and you've forgiven yourself from the past stuff that has gone on and you've learned from each relationship and you've let go of that baggage and you've done a lot of personal healing, you are more likely to find someone who has done the same thing. And it's quite the contrary. If you've done none of what I just talked about, it's going to be very difficult to find someone that is. And even if you have found someone that's done all the personal healing, that unconditionally loves and all that stuff, you're not going to understand them. You're not going to understand what makes them tick. And you're also not going to understand why they unconditionally love you. And you're going to think that there's some sort of catch behind it. When we don't get deep thoughts and deep things within our own self, we can't understand how somebody else is like that at all. We don't understand it. It seems foreign to us. So remember, no matter what side of the coin you're on in the situation, the more we understand ourselves, the better it is. The second thing that you can do is to take time to get to know yourself. What do you want to do in this lifetime? What do you want to experience? If you look at the 10-day challenge to live your true life, my last book in chapter 5, the 10-day challenge to live your true life, and they're actually not chapters, they're days, so they're considered day 5. And in day 5, it's about you. It's like who you are and that sort of thing. And so what do you value most? And what can you not live without? And often we need to begin to look inward to find our purpose and to work on cultivating our true self. You know, the last breakup prior to me meeting my husband, I talked about a little bit before, was a bad one. And it took me some time, and I knew that I had to overcome a a lot of the stuff that happened, and I knew that I needed to take some time to get to know myself because I needed to know why I put myself in that relationship to begin with. Did I feel like I needed punishment? Was I that lost that I was just looking for some sort of reality? I needed to take some time, and I realized that if I didn't take some time, I would continue to find myself in relationships that just don't work. And so I took about 9 months, really about 11 and a half months. And I took 11 and a half month hiatus from dating. And I just took some time off and I began to spend time with myself. And in the beginning, I didn't think it was going to be an 11 month deal, guys. I mean, I didn't even know if I was going to last a week on this. I mean, I was like truly freaked out. Like, okay, so I'm not going to date. I'm not going to go out with anybody. I'm not going to have sex. I'm going to do this for how long? But I didn't put a time frame on it, so I just did it day by day. It's the same thing when you quit smoking. You're not over there saying, well, I'm going to quit forever. This is it. No, you go, hey, I'm going to quit day one. Okay? And so that's kind of the same thing you're going to do here in this situation if you want to follow this type of perspective and protocol, is you begin with day one and you start with day one and you say, okay, I screwed up in that relationship. It's not all my fault, but I made a bad decision, and we need to get down to the bottom of why I brought that into my life, and why did I stick with that crappy relationship, and I need to kind of get back to myself and figure out what to do. And so I began doing things that inspired me. I began getting out of my comfort zone, and I began working on myself. And by doing this, what I did is I basically started dating myself. Okay, I started dating myself. And what that means is I would actually go to the grocery store and buy food and make my own dinner for myself. And I would actually pour myself a glass of wine. And no, I would not stand at the kitchen counter and eat. I would actually sit down and even watch a movie that I had picked out to watch. And in the beginning of this process, it was awful. It was really, really awful. I had not spent any time by myself. It was overwhelming. It kind of scared me. I mean, it kind of made me feel sad for myself. You know, part of me wanted to turn this into a total pity party. And then the rest of me just wanted to just say, hey, screw it. Let's just go to Wendy's and be done with it. And that was, you know, I said, no, I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to this philosophy. I'm trying it out. I mean, heck, what can I lose? Nothing. I mean, I just need to learn some more about myself. You know, maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it was a great plan, pie in the sky plan. But you know what? I'm going to give it my all and try it. And so I did. And one of the first things I realized that I had to do is I had to move that cell phone from where it was, because the cell phone had become my crutch. And when I return, I'll be talking about how I did that, how I moved forward, and a couple of other techniques that you can put into place in your own life to be able to see those patterns, rectify those patterns, and remove those negative patterns from your life. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives. Oh, wait, don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube in the search engine, put Ashley Burgess. You'll be able to view the most recent videos and listen to the latest podcast. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about overcoming that past love relationship, getting past that breakup, being able to understand who you are so you don't get hurt over and over again, and being able to understand what's going on in your life and why certain negative patterns continue to happen with certain relationships. Right before the break, I was offering some insight and tips on how to get over past love relationships, how to learn and grow from what we learned from past relationships, and stop being in the trap of the pattern. You know, one of the things that I figured out back in the day, right, was I realized that there were patterns in these relationships and that I hadn't taken the time to get to know myself. And I was talking about just earlier about how I began to date myself. Okay, and when I mean by date myself, I cooked a meal. I even got a bottle of wine. Not drank the whole bottle, for God's sake, but had a glass of wine, watched a movie, and spent time with myself. And at first, I thought this was excruciating. It was painful. It was boring. I was isolated. It was overwhelming. I felt alone. Okay. Yeah. All that great stuff. And it was funny because I realized the whole time I had my cell phone right next to me. And I kept looking to see who was going to text me or call me. And it's like I couldn't get into the groove because I realized that I was trying to find any diversion from dealing with myself. If I could divert into this thing and find someone who would, God willing, want to spend time with me, I would run, jump into my car, drive over there like a bat out of hell, and hang out. And I realized that I had to do myself a favor, and that meant that I had to let the phone go. So it took me about 2 weeks, maybe a little less than that, as I'm learning how to date myself and as I'm learning who I am, I would leave my phone in a different room. And that used to be very difficult. I would look for my phone. It was like an appendage, you know, it was like a part of my right hand. But eventually, over time, as I began to enjoy spending more and more time with myself, I began to forget where that phone was. And for someone that has a phone, has had a phone since pretty much high school, it's always had a phone, cell phone, it's tough. And especially when you're by yourself. You know, we want to find other people to talk to. We want to stop that internal dialogue. We want to, feel as though we're not alone. We don't really want to deal with our own stuff. And so we have a tendency of using that phone as a mechanism and a diversion from actually getting to know ourselves. And so eventually, it was funny, I would make dinner and I'd be hanging out. I'd watch a movie and then maybe I would read some of a book and get ready to get some rest. And I used the phone as my alarm clock and I couldn't find it. And so I have to go room by room by room, and eventually I would find it. And that actually made me feel pretty good about myself because I realized that what I was doing was working. And I realized that not only was it working, I was actually getting to know myself, and I actually cared enough to put the phone down. And that really got me out of my comfort zone. And that's when I began to work on myself and see, how do I need to change my perspective and what do I need to do? So by changing my perspective on being on my own, right, it really changed my perspective on relationships, what I wanted, what I needed. I realized that being on my own isn't bad. You know, I used to think it was scary and awful, but I actually learned to actually kind of like it. I actually really did enjoy being on my own. And I thought that was interesting. And I really thought it was cool that I could cook a meal and have an awesome night on my own. And I liked the idea of spending time with me because, like I talk about, you know, you come in this world on your own and you leave on your own. So that means that this relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you can have. And also, the way we see ourselves and how we treat ourselves directly relates to how we can treat someone else. So if I can find the awesomeness within me, I can find the awesomeness in someone else. You know, it gave me time to learn about myself. It allowed me to understand what makes me tick, what I love about life, what I'll accept in my life, and what I will just not deal with. And I thought that was interesting. And so finally, when I realized that, I began to accumulate an identity. Not my parents' child. Not a woman in this society, not a girl named Ashley, but my actual own personal unique identity. And I learned about myself and it was amazing. And when I finally felt ready to allow another person into my life, it was cool because I wasn't running for it. I wasn't needy. I wasn't desperate. Instead, I let things come to me. And if things worked out great, if not, I got to spend time with me and I started liking it. And I was like, wow. And I realized that these traits and these skill sets that I was developing will go a long way for the rest of my life. Even when I knew that even when I got married, I would have time on my own to spend and that I would use that time properly to recharge my batteries and to continue to connect with myself. And it's true. I do it. And I look forward to those times. And, you know, not because I'm not happy in my marriage, but I like spending time with myself. So when he goes out of town or I go, I love spending time cooking for myself and spending time on my own. I love it. I like it a lot. And it really connects back with who I am. You know, and it was cool when I finally started spending time with other people, I was able to see people instantaneously that I wanted to spend time with. And that was great. And people that I didn't. And I wasn't rude or mean or anything. I hope you have a wonderful life, but I didn't waste my time anymore. And I was able to spot patterns before they began. And I was able to spot things in life. And I was able to be a conscious observer to what was going on in my life instead of thinking that things keep happening to me. Why God? And I developed a new perspective on relationships and love. You know, breakup's not the end of the world. And patterns are created at a young age. And if we don't spot these patterns and work to change them, they'll create problems and havoc in our entire lives. And when we get into relationships, we tend to see what's wrong with the other person. We don't see what's wrong with us. We don't work on us. We just see everything that's wrong with them. But we don't realize that we too have baggage and we bring stuff to the table that we need to work through and overcome. If you've recently gone through a breakup, it's time to learn more about yourself. Get to know yourself and follow some of these steps in your life to stop the pattern and to find true unconditional love. Share this show with a friend, a family member, or anyone else that's gone through a breakup that might need help with this, as well as anybody that you can see is living a pattern that's destructive in their own life. Stay tuned, check out the website, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, well, I'll be back this time in three shakes.